Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
And this part of the show is brought to you by the Alice 97.3 Instagram page. Man, it's all happening on there. So good. Follow it. You can see all the doings at the station. We got clips of the day on there. And you can also follow us individually. We welcome that. Clarky Clark is my handle. Vin Hassan. Then you got Brenny Boy. Mm-hmm. All on Instagram. Check out our personal adventures. V Hale's a great follow, too. Mm-hmm. That. She's and actually she's a big contributor to the Alice 973 Instagram page. Man, that thing's got an attitude lately.
I like Woo! It. She finds some funny stuff to post.
She really does. She's really good at that. And it all feels very her, you know. She's,
oh God, yes.
Yeah. A lot of F words and a lot of booze.
It's good.
It's crazy. It's a perfect fit.
For Alice.
Yeah. The Rock. Let's start with The Rock. I mean, everybody loves that guy, you know? He works hard at being The Rock the whole time. Like that he's so buff. He has a routine and he sticks with it. And he works out. He's a good dad. And he's just happy. And he sings songs on our show all the time. You know, you're welcome. So that guy, yeah. And he eats right. He's actually got a personal chef. Because, of course, he does. He's The Rock. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you think? That guy's making his own food? No.
Well, you can't build a body like that on and cook for yourself. You really can't. Not unless because that's your job.
Right. You'd be making mac and cheese. Because you're like, I'm super busy working out.
These dudes at this gym I used to go to in Cardiff, when I lived in Cardiff by the sea, these dudes would go in and work out and then come out and walk right out of the gym into the grocery store next door and come out with, like, 4 whole chickens.
Yeah.
And eat the whole, like, they just, they're like animals, really. I mean, you just see them devour all this protein and eat. Ah, it's so gross, but that's what it takes to build that much muscle. Mm. And steroids and, you know, protein powder, but also 4 whole chickens each.
Jesus. And then would they take their greasy fingers and go back in and start lifting weights again?
No, I think that was the end of their workout for the day, but it was ridiculous. Like, watch it. Yeah, I bet The Rock has to eat, I don't know, what is a lot of calories? 20,000?
Yes, that does sound like a lot of calories. Don't know. So I don't have his full schedule, but he has these cheat days. And I was reading this description of one of the things that his personal chef makes him. And it's pancakes. And they're not just, of course they're not. I mean, The Rock doesn't eat regular pancakes, you guys. Come on.
Duh.
So first of all, I'm going to tell you about these pancakes because you're going to love these, Vinny.
Okay.
They include all your typical pancake ingredients.
Bisquick?
Well, for me, it's Bisquick, but I'm sure there's plenty of people who make them from scratch.
All right.
And then she adds a bunch of shredded coconut.
Oh, I love coconut.
Diced bananas.
I love bananas.
And then the water and milk she uses, instead of just, I think, what is it, like a cup of milk for the pancake mix? She uses coconut water and coconut milk. So these are delicious tropical tasting pancakes. And then she makes huge pancakes. So want to take a guess how many of these he eats?
So when you say huge, you mean the plate sized?
She makes big pancakes. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I have no idea what his griddle situation is there, but I got to assume he's got a good one.
Okay. I'll say he eats 5 of those.
He'll eat 4. I'm surprised that you went so low. I would think, you know, it's a cheat day.
You know what?
Eat all the pancakes.
When you get, like, I've gone places where they do that plate-sized pancake, and then if you go, and of course, you sit down and you're like, I can eat a lot of pancakes. I mean, what is it? It's mush. It's fine. I'll take the double. And you get 2 of those plate size. You can't finish that.
Nope, you can't. You
cannot finish that. Yeah. So I'm kind of aware of how that fills up.
Yeah. The move is 1 plate size pancake for the table. Everybody will, you know, and everybody will be full.
Mm-hmm.
So Oh, boy. Well, there now, he doesn't eat that many of those. I mean, I'm looking at a stack of, that's got to be a dozen pancakes.
Well, that's a promo shot. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, look at the, it looks like she makes some for the family, too. She says basically he can eat four. Oh, is that his personal chef? And I would say those are smaller than I imagined. They're certainly bigger than a normal pancake.
Look
but
at him
not
breaking out of that shirt.
I know. Well, he wears them a little tight so that he gives
I
that appearance.
I just don't know that there's anything that wouldn't be tight.
You can see the veins going across his bicep. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, he is really looking happy about eating those pancakes. His chef said, I make a pretty good sized pancake and he can pretty easily get to four in a morning. He's in a mood to go in. Oh, look, they've got the countertop thing like you've got, Vin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I've got too, but I never take it down. She says,
oh,
she
you
makes
got that and then you don't use it.
Well, I have used it. I will say that when I got it, I did use it. And I made some pancakes and then I made some grilled cheese, but it's up on top of something and it's kind of, you know, it's got to occur to you and you got to make something that needs a griddle. And,
okay.
So she usually makes him eight pancakes, you know, in case he's extra hungry, but she has never seen him finish eight. And then I guess looks like the whole family's involved in this because he's got that. But I, by the way, uproxx.com, UPROXX has the actual recipe. They posted the pancake recipe. So if you want to add the shredded coconut and the chunks of banana and the coconut milk and water, you'll know how to do that.
I can't believe you got that griddle and you returned the air fryer. That's insane to me.
You know, somebody did something for me in an air fryer recently and I went, oh, this is pretty good. And it was it was like a little one. It had a tray and they pulled
They all have trays. It's just like small. It's, I don't know.
Yeah. I needed a smaller one. The one I got was just humongous.
Oh, yeah.
It was just, John goes, oh, we don't have room for this. Don't even take it out of the box. I'm sending that back.
It's life-changing. Yeah. Telling you.
Okay. Maybe I'll put one in my guest house.
I was insulted when you returned it.
No, why?
You didn't even try it.
I
try it.
You were insulted by John. I bought the thing and gave it to him for Christmas. Be mad at him, not at me.
Okay.
I had nothing to do with it. He was mad I got it for him. I was on the doghouse. How dare you buy me something?
You got that for him for Christmas?
Yeah.
Why don't you give him a gift card to Safeway and, like, I don't know, some laundry soap, too? My God, what's wrong with you?
Oh, John loves stuff like that.
Yep.
Clearly not. He returned it.
Well, not that.
He loves stuff like that.
No, he loves to cook. Are you kidding me? We get him, like, sets of pans and, you know, the guy's got everything. You get him some new spatula. You get him a good sharp knife.
Get my wife a vacuum for her birthday. She loved it.
No, he would not get me that because he knows I don't like vacuuming. But he would love it. Look at this brand new vacuum.
He would love that.
I buy him tools. I've gotten him a new hammer and a long screwdriver. Nice. I'm like, oh, John, love this. It'd be great. Yeah, he's easy. Get him something for, you know, to make.
Look what I got you. Hot dogs and hot dog buns.
Oh my God, are you so grateful?
Chop chop.
Get to it. You love this. Oh, you love this. Sarah Jessica Parker's in the news. She's been, I'm gonna say about her, like, I used to love Sex and the City. I haven't watched the new one, although I feel like maybe it's something I'll get to at some point, because I really loved that show. She's mad at people for saying that she's brave for letting her hair go gray. Apparently she has decided, and I'll tell you something, I'm looking at a picture of her with her hair gone gray. It's still mostly blonde. I mean, she's got long hair. It's going to take a long time for that to grow out. And she's still going to wind up going to a hairdresser in order to get it blended in, I guess. Mm-hmm. But she basically says, I can't spend time getting base color every 2 weeks. I feel like she could. She doesn't want to. You know, I mean, she's an actress. This is what her appearance is what she does. But then, so I'm looking at some pictures of her with gray hair. And while I'm sure she has had work done, I'm sure of it, you know, she hasn't had much. She is wrinkly. She looks normal. Oh, that's a good picture. She doesn't look very wrinkly in that one. Get one of the ones where she's all wrinkled. Okay. She's got, like, you know, just regular woman who has grown up in the world and hasn't had her face lasered off every couple years or pulled back or whatever. She looks really good, actually. So she started letting her hair grow out. And ever since then, people have been calling her brave. And she says she rejects that. She says, please, please applaud someone else's courage on something. She says she doesn't have time to worry about getting older. I don't think there's a right or a wrong way to have a relationship with aging, living, and time spent on Earth. But mine is that there are a million things I want to do with my free time, and none of them have to do with preserving what I look like now or trying to get back to 15 years ago. And I thought, well, that's a message that is valuable and should be heard.
I've wondered this before, because the Sex and the City kind of put her in this, like, style...
fashion thing, yeah.
Position, like everyone looks to her as what's she wearing on the show. And I don't know that it was her or that it was some stylist, you know, that's in the city that understands city style and kept her, you know, on the cutting edge. But was she that before that show, or is it that show that made her that?
I'm not even sure what she did before that show. I mean, I knew of her, so she's definitely done movies or what, you know, whatever she'd done. But yeah, to me, this was the defining show. And
okay. And
you make a good point. Like, I never really thought about how she got the fashion. I just figured she was fashionable. I don't know if she had any input into how they styled her, but I assume she had some. But yeah, I'm sure there was like a total...
I only ask that because I do think if this is her stance, it's admirable.
I don't think it's brave.
I don't think, you know, bravery is a little bit
jumping into the water and rescuing the guy who just got chomped by the shark.
That's
bravery.
I even think bravery can be, you know, look, you're petrified of public speaking and you've got a speech to do today. Face it. Get up. Walk up there and do your job and get it done. That's brave. But, you know, letting your hair go gray, like, I don't know, really?
That's as easy. That's actually
that's,
kind of giving up.
You didn't do anything. You actually
the opposite of brave.
Right.
It's really just letting it go. But I do like to, see pictures of her because she's clearly not getting a ton of Botox. Maybe some, but she's got some grooves on her forehead and by her eyes and between her eyes. And she just looks like she's aging really gracefully. I'm sure they all get some stuff done. I mean, they're in freaking Hollywood, for God's sake. But anyway, she says, don't call me brave for that. And she's right. But in a way, the stance that she's taking is pretty brave in the job line that she has.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
I'm going to end with this. Netflix has a new show. This is the beauty of Netflix. They really can just go, yeah, okay, let's give that a try. Let's see if that works. They just got some weird ideas for shows. So say you've always wanted to build a dedicated sex room in your house. And who hasn't wanted that? But whom? you don't know how to build that.
You know, you said that and I went, who am I going to use that with? What am I?
I don't know, yourself.
I keep going in there by myself. Yeah.
Why am I not getting any sex in this room? It's called the sex room. So
15 minutes a week, we walk into the sex room and use it. And then it sits and collects dust the rest of the time.
We only just get in the front door. I do her on the floor and we leave.
Jesus.
So premiering on July 8th, there's a show called How to Build a Sex Room.
Oh, boy.
It stars an interior designer by the name of Melanie Rose. I don't know. She is described by one of her clients as the Mary Poppins of sex rooms. Is that a... this is a trailer for it? Mm-hmm. Let's have a look at
this. My name is Melanie Rose. For over 15 years, I've been designing high-end homes. So when a client asked me if I'd ever designed a sex room, I thought, why not? Why wouldn't I go and design a sex room?
Oh, boy. There's change. Mm-hmm. There's poles. There's cleanup stations. There's cages. Oh, my. Well, yeah. Oh, boy. There's leather and whips and all those things. So it looks like what she's doing is...
there's a couple getting it, though. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I would have thought, like, there's guys that I watch. I'll give you an example. We just watched it. Klay Thompson, who plays for the Warriors, as far as I know, is a single dude. And he's a dude who has tons of money. He's got a boat. Like, if you follow him on Instagram, he is living the single dude's life. I'm sure he's having all kinds of fun with new friends.
Oh, sure.
There's a guy you'd think that would walk in and go, I'm going to need a sex room. I mean, I'm a single guy and I have lots of options. The couples thing is interesting that they go in and have a room in their house.
And it looks like that's what she's doing. It looks like she's consulting with people who own homes, and they're telling her what they're into. She's an older lady. She's a white lady, really short white hair, big glasses, almost like a heavyset Sally Jesse Raphael.
She almost would make you question whether she knows what she's doing.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know about this? You know homes, but do you know about doing it?
Because you don't look like you do. I mean, no insult intended, but...
Well, I don't mean an insult either. I just, when she said, why wouldn't I? I'm like, well, I don't know, because maybe you don't know.
Yeah, maybe you don't know about it.
By the looks of you.
Are you just putting, like, you know, the little pink teddy bears and a big soft bed? I mean, is that... But no, she's full on hardcore whip chains. You know,
I don't want a doily in my sex room. You know, I don't...
Yeah, there was a thing where they showed just a bare mattress, and she attached these restraints, and the guy was... He's like, oh, okay, you can put it on. And
good.
There he is, trapped. He's all... Right. He actually looked a little bit panicked. I'm like, oh, he's not going to have as much fun in the sex room.
Where?
Yeah,
I'll do it. Where are we going?
Okay, well, it's in here.
Kansas City.
Yeah.
I'll put that trailer up on the Facebook page.
Yeah, please do. So in each episode, Sarah, this woman, Rose, Melanie Rose, visits a couple, finds out what kind of freaky business they want to get up to, and builds them a room they can get nasty in. So I'm sure it's all done very...
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tastefully.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Now listen, the weather's going to be hot because it's summer. The details, I can't get you, everybody can't get a weather report out of me. So you're going to have to check the app yourself, but it's going to be warm. Not a heat wave like we've had, but a hot day, summer in California. Hello.
And enjoy. It's right. Why you live here.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
So our first story, and this is the USA Today version of this story. So if you want to ask questions or get details, go to KCBS about it.
Okay.
15 Republican senators joined Democrats in passing the biggest gun safety package in 3 decades. It's one of the rare times those two parties...
Washington got something done.
...found a way to work together, at least enough to give us something. Nudge. It's like that nudge. Like, okay, movement, for gosh sakes. You know, like, do your job or
do
we should
job.
Fire you. Like, really, already.
Right.
I swear, I 100%. Think that it feels like maybe, and I understand that it's a bigger job than you can, you know, do with moonlighting. Mm-hmm. But it feels like making politicians have other jobs would be the way.
Right. Make it not worth so much money and power.
Come out and be around regular people on a daily basis, and you might not feel so holy on your mountaintop taking money underneath the table from special interests.
Yep.
Maybe. Anyway, the bill's passage was a massive shift in the Republican Party. They say right here, they've always been a firewall against any attempts to restrict gun rights. Well, so this is the first time, and again, they say 3 decades, that we've seen any movement. So the news is good on that front. It's not probably for many people not going to be enough, but nudging the right direction is a good thing.
Does the USA Today version have just sort of a quick summary of anything that's changing?
No, I don't see that here. But okay. The news is really good. They've made some progress, and I really am happy to report that to you. So, again, details can be found in your newspaper we move on. Driving naked. Have you ever?
I really don't think so. Have you?
So, I guess the answer to, no, it's not. Well, it is in different, ways. I have, so I've definitely doing this job, as a matter of fact, left my house with, in my underwear, with pants and a shirt in my hand and shoes in my hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Thrown them to the passenger seat and driven in my underwear.
Right. It would like just take too long to put them on.
I am in a rush and you,
Mind driving in your underwear.
I don't have a problem with it.
Is really weird, Vinny. It's like,
what?
It would take less than 10 seconds to pull on a shirt and pants and shorts or whatever.
That's how important you are to me, okay?
Okay, okay. Fine. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I don't want to waste one second.
I mean, you got to put them on at some point.
I know, but I'm trying to get out the door.
Okay. All right.
And by the way, getting out the door for some people is harder than others. Sometimes being in the house is the problem. Like, oh, I got to turn the coffee. Oh, that light. Let me click. Right. Wow. I just lost 5 minutes. How'd that happen?
I was walking around wondering if there was anything else I needed to do. Like put clothes on. I don't know.
Anyway. Yes, I've done that. And then in other, it's been a long time, but I can't say I've never had my man area exposed while someone was doing me a favor.
Well, listen, just boning in cars, you're naked in a car, right?
I mean, that's not driving naked.
Oh, you're saying if I'm getting serviced while I'm sitting in the passenger seat.
More
difficult
for you.
Yeah, that is not fully naked.
Since you're not, out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to really.
Sure.
Anyway,
it'd be hard to do that. Anyway.
Yeah, it would. So I just ask because I saw this story and went, is driving naked actually illegal?
It's like driving barefoot. Is it illegal? Nope.
It turns out driving barefoot isn't illegal. You
right.
can.
Right. So what is
the Ohio Supreme Court has yanked the license of an attorney named Scott Blavelt after being arrested 4 times for driving naked. Arrested.
But is there a law?
That's what I guess so. That's the point I'm making. Like, I wouldn't, when I read that, I went, now, is he being a pervert?
Right. Why is he, let's delve deeper into this. What is the purpose of the, is he just a nudist? Is that wrong?
Now, in his situation, it sounds like there is more going on, but still the actual arrest was for driving naked. And so, as an attorney, they say they've yanked his attorney's license. And, that's one of the things, the penalties he's having to face. But I didn't know you couldn't just get in your car and drive naked. We all know better than to, walk around parking lots naked. But if you...
Why parking lots specifically?
Well, when you get to where you're going, now you're naked.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's all.
That's the whole thing. It's like, it's one thing if you're just going to pick your kids up at school. I mean, you're not getting in the car.
What are you saying?
But if you got to go to the Sevy, you're going to want to put some clothes on.
Anyway, he says, look, there's a bunch of incidents, naked incidents where I wasn't caught, which I don't, as an attorney.
Good. Yeah.
What kind of defense is that? Maybe this guy needs to have his license yanked for other reasons, like he's bad at it. Anyway,
he doesn't seem to know the laws.
His license to practice law has been suspended indefinitely. They say he can meet certain conditions and it could be restored. But I know police listen to this show occasionally. And if you're listening, can you tell me, is that the act of driving naked on
enough
the books as illegal? I'm just curious.
Is that enough? If you see that someone is naked in a car, can that car be pulled over and arrest the unlawful naked person? Or do you have to wait for them to do something? Yeah, is that illegal, I guess, is the bottom line of the question.
So I've been doing some research.
Good.
It basically seems like it's totally legal to be naked in your car and drive. However, getting in and out or to and fro your car, that's the
parking
problem.
Lot. Right. There's the issue is when you pull up to the Sevy,
public,
as you say, now you're naked. the whole time.
But if you're in your car, it's the same as you being in your house.
If you just wanted to be in a joyride and you had a garage car that you could, without going outside for indecent exposure, you could get in your car, back
around.
Out of the driveway, drive around, don't do anything gross.
Catch some air down there.
Get a little air going, sure. Go down to the beach, feel the breeze coming in the window, but don't get out of the car.
Right. Don't get out of the car.
And then drive back, pull in the driveway, get into the garage, and you're all set. You can
and even if you're in the car, the old, hey, you want to see something neat? That's not good either. Like, hey, I got something fun to show you. That's not okay either, right? We're all in agreement.
Right.
Right.
That's actually never okay, whether you're dressed or not. Don't show me anything. I don't want to see it.
Oh.
No, thanks. You're a dude in a car. You're scaring me already.
Oh,
I'm already
God.
Scared of you. Already scared of you.
The simple act of being male in a car is scary to you.
That's right. Did you just look at me? Oh, God, I'm frightened.
How about some nerd news?
You got him. You got him.
Come on.
You got
him. I'm trying to figure it out. He gives
burned.
Me no warning, man.
You started with how about, and he went, oh, I'm doing it. He thinks he's so on top of it.
You're killing me. I don't think I'm on top of it. I'm just trying to keep up.
That was great. I love that.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A giant sunspot several times bigger than Earth is pointed straight at us right now. They're hoping it doesn't shoot a blast of radiation at us in the form of a solar flare. If it does, it could mess with satellites, GPS, and cause radio blackouts.
Uh-oh.
Solar
That's
flares.
Us.
Yeah, that is us. I'm sure engineering's on it and watching closely.
Yeah, but they are. Do we could maybe put some shielding up or something? Is there something that we can do? That seems dangerous. I don't like to hear about anything pointed at Earth that could shoot magma. I don't even know what the sun's made of. What's it, you know, just radiation. No, thank you.
You don't
that
know
sounds
what the sun's
terrible.
Made of.
What's it? The sun
it's
is
made
a massive
of
incandescent gas, gigantic nuclear furnace where hydrogen is turned into helium.
Oh, here we go.
At a temperature
this
of millions
is where she
of degrees.
Flexes.
No,
she said
that's
that.
It's hydrogen
I don't know
and
what
helium.
The sun's made of so she can
that's
flex
what
on us.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah,
I guess that's
it.
What it's made of.
It's made of hot lava, okay? That's all
that's
you need
I,
to know.
That's what I was thinking, like magma.
Right. It's hot lava.
Hot lava. Red hot lava.
You know what's weird is kids
is lava.
Lava is fascinating to kids. They mm-hmm. really do and there's
oh,
a
yeah.
show on Netflix about lava.
The floor is lava.
Yeah, yeah. It's a game show.
Mm-hmm.
And
what?
And
it's a game show?
I told
show?
You about this on
the
Netflix.
The floor is lava?
The
bunch,
floor
yeah.
is lava. Yeah, it's a game. It's a my kids watch it all the time.
My kids
and they,
yeah.
And they also still like you go, "Oh yeah, I remember that when I was a kid." They're like, "The floor is hot lava. You got to step on mm-hmm. only this." You know, mm-hmm. and there's our couch. All
cushions,
moved around.
Sure.
Yeah,
you
got
to jump from one
yep.
yeah, lily pad to
or
the other,
playground.
Right?
From one thing to the next.
A whole lot
right.
of hot Crazy. Lava, right? Got it.
Yeah, hot lava. Anyway, that's not part of your Did science you... news because I'm yeah. sure I'm wrong, but I, you know, the sun's made of something like hot lava.
Yeah.
In other space news, the
oh,
Mars
okay.
Perseverance rover spotted a rock, a round rock balancing on top of a boulder. Almost
Cosmology.
Like something put it there.
Well, that is interesting.
Is it?
Is it?
Yep. I'm interested. Right. What do they think?
Well NASA
rock.
Says it happened.
They look it around for footsteps?
No, they didn't
are
find
any
footprints.
Or?
No. Nope. Finally, a former astronaut named Tim Peake did an interview and said, "The space station smells like farts."
Oh,
they
I'll
apparently tend to linger inside the station. Plus, you can't burp in space. So gas has only one way out of your body.
You can't burp in space?
Burp.
You're because of course you can't. The air isn't going any particular direction. How interesting.
So you're just boofing away on a Friday morning.
I thought there were like carbon filters you can put in your underpants to combat the smell of farts.
Or you could be a grown-up about it and smell them like a grown-up.
Those are very confined spaces, Vin.
Well.
I mean, and farts are funny. Who can be a grown-up around farts?
Tim just said, the space station smells like farts, so they have not applied any technology to people's butts up there.
I think there would be some kind of filtration.
You would.
And aren't they in spacesuits? I mean, I don't know. I feel like they could do that. They must like the smell of farts up there.
There's got to be a way.
It's got to be something, yeah.
Well, all the stuff they have to consider, you think maybe they just went, I'm not worried about the smell of space. Just get
I'd be worried.
Get your astronaut butt up there and deal with whatever happens.
These are people who are up there long term. I mean, let's worry about that.
Our job to get you up and back safely. After that, you're on your own.
Okay.
Here's the answer. Try to be less stinky, you pig.
Well, try to feed me better food than this freeze-dried ice cream, the astronaut ice cream. I mean, come on.
That stuff's delicious.
Well, look, then why don't you take a plane to Napa and eat there? How about that?
That sounds great, actually.
You want to go to space? You eat this freeze-dried stuff. You want to go to get a delicious meal?
Go to Napa.
Napa's your place. Mm. All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
It's not 800, you guys. There's several other numbers.
415 says, as opposed to cold lava, that's just like assless chaps. All right. Well, you don't need to be so.
Man.
No, chubby. That's not true. Lava can be cold. It turns into
rock.
Stone, right?
Right? Yep.
So magma is hot lava. Hot lava is hot lava. Cold lava is a rock.
Take a dose of that, 415.
Yeah, 415.
See what we live with? She'll figure it out and throw it in your face.
Yeah.
Get the B-52's red hot lava. Hot lava.
Really?
I sent you messages. I was trying to get
you. Have?
You
I've been looking at something else. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Quite
all right. I'm just wondering about
the B-52's have a... Are you sure it's not your... Rock Lobster's the song where they shout, Rock Lobster!
I think they have a hot lava song, too.
They have another song that gets hot lava.
Hot lava. Oh, yeah. That's the God. Theme of all their songs,
okay,
isn't it? Is it called Red Hot Lava? Or
they just give Fred his lyrics. This time you yell hot lava.
There we go.
Where is it at?
I don't know. It's the whole thing. It's all about lava. And there's no swears. Don't worry. You're soft.
Man. Am I going to wait forever for this?
Yeah, I guess you need to jump in. You know, it's when Fred started. Hot lava. Red hot lava.
All right.
That poor guy, he just gets to shout the one thing each time.
Love Shack.
Yeah. Oh, here's one.
I'll let it go.
Wow. That is really fun. Oh, yeah. Thank you,
that
Sarah.
Is fun. Sure.
One last one. 707 says, thanks, Vinny. I have a public speech today. 707, get in there and kick butt. You got this.
You can do it.
Got this.
You can be brave.
Right.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.